This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the Markets Farm Morning Show, broadcast number 439 for Friday, June 18th. I'm Glenn Halleck. Ice canola futures are turning around on Friday morning, making strong gains in the new crop months after a week of sharp losses. The old crop July contract falls $13.70 at $773.40 per ton. New crop November gains $12.40 at $678.80, and the January contract rises $10.30 at $678.20. Temperatures across the prairies are forecast to cool off throughout the weekend, with a slight possibility of scattered showers across the region. The Canadian dollar continues its downward slide this morning as the United States dollar remains on the upswing. The loonie is at 80.64 U.S. cents, which compares to Thursday's close of 81.03. The Canadian Grain Commission reports producer deliveries of canola for the week ending June 13th are down 32% from the previous week at around 252,000 tons. Canola exports tumbled 78% at nearly 54,000 tons. Domestic usage dips about 5.5% at 189,000 tons. With a week of losses on the U.S. markets, bargain buying is helping to push prices higher, along with the persisting threat of drought in many parts of the country. Reports say China is instituting new rules on commodity price indexes, standardizing the process in a move to improve transparency. This comes after China's practice of concealing its purchases resulted in a great deal of volatility on the markets. The new rules will come into effect on August 1st. The Buenos Aires Grain Exchange estimates the corn harvest in Argentina is about 42% complete. Based on higher than expected yields, the exchange now pegs production at 48 million tons. Rounding off prices at the Chicago Board of Trade, soybean futures are stronger on Friday. The July soybean contract jumps 29 cents at $13.59 per bushel. July soy oil climbs 1.45 cents at 58.02 U.S. cents per pound. July soy meal dips $1.70 at $3.59.80 per hundredweight. Corn futures are higher on Friday morning, with the July contract rising 4 cents at $6.37 per bushel. Chicago oats are higher as well, with the July contract also up 4 cents at $3.69.50. Wheat futures are mixed on Friday morning. Chicago July gains 1.5 cents at 640.5. Kansas City July increases 2 cents at 587.5. And Minneapolis July is down 6 cents at 745. That's a look at the ICE futures and the Chicago markets for Friday morning, June 18th. For Markets Farm in Winnipeg, I'm Glenn Halleck.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.